And Jess, you got married on the weekend. Congratulations.
Oh, I did. I became a Mrs. Ooh. On the 10th of April. What a wonderful, wonderful. To be honest, it was like a wonderful 72 hours, the build-up. Mm. We had to put it all together. So to see our friends rally and help us in that way, the actual wedding, the Sunday recovery, which was like a pseudo 30th, it was all just epic. It was magic.
Yeah. Now, the thing was that you wanted Angus to secretly be told by your bridesmaid, which you'd relayed to her, for him to prepare for months a dance.
Yeah, some sort of surprise. I love those TikToks and those videos you see on Facebook where, like, you know, the bride's a salsa dancer and she gets her crew and they all do a dance for the groom, or the groom gets the groomsmen, they all do the haka in honour of the bride, or stuff like that.
Yeah.
I really wanted...
Angus didn't have that Maori heritage to do the haka.
No, not that specifically,
sure.
But, like, his interpretation...
Gillian, I could have done that, but, you know.
His interpretation, yes, of, you know, honouring me... through dance.
Well, he didn't honour you through dance, but a couple of months ago he reached out to Ducko, producer Sophie and I, to do something within the wedding, which was like a little package of all the times that you've mentioned the relationship with Angus from the very beginnings, and then kind of take you on a journey through the relationship, through
the
wedding planning.
The timeline of your love.
Yeah.
Yeah, right up until, you know, the wedding. We can't go past that because it hadn't happened at that stage.
Mm.
And we're about to play that package, which was only played to the wedding guests on the weekend. Nobody else has heard this. But one thing you don't know is that originally... up until Friday.
Yeah.
The day before the wedding.
Yeah. The day before the wedding. Because what you wanted was a dance that came out of nowhere, right? It like exploded. It kind of hijacked the day.
Yeah.
Well, originally what was supposed to happen was Ducko and I were supposed to have microphones while we're sitting down at our table, and we were going to get up and be like,
and hijack,
hold up, everybody!
This ain't a party without us getting involved. What up?
But interrupt
everything. Stop, because Angus was going to get up to speak and it was all planned. Then we were going to go, Angus, get down. Stop. It's our turn. And we didn't know how it was going to go if we did that, because you specifically told us that we weren't speaking.
Yeah.
Well, when I'd given you flower boy duties, it was to make amends that you didn't have another job.
Well, that really threw a spanner in the works, because we're like, well, we don't want to be in it too much. So the day before the wedding, we had to ditch the hijacking idea and then just get the MC to write an introduction.
Because we don't want to be too indulgent, as much as we would have loved to. We didn't want to be for your day.
Mate, to be fair, did you guys pick up, I know you did, Ducko, how much you were mentioned in everyone's speeches.
I was loving
Nick
it.
And Ducko, Nick and Ducko, Nick and Ducko. My brother referenced the Adelaide icon that was Nick Gill. My mum mentioned Ducko embracing me and having a party.
Yeah.
You guys got... You were part of the show.
I felt very included. It was lovely.
You were part of the show.
Yeah, but this is a secret peek behind the scenes. This is the package that played out at Jess's wedding to kind of highlight the glorious journey that she's been on with her love, Angus.
Showtime!
Ooh. I have met someone and he is pretty incredible. Best night of easily 2018, and up there as one of the best nights of my life. At about 3 o'clock yesterday, arvo, I got a message saying he had got us tickets to the sold out James Bay sideshow that was happening at the State Theatre in Sydney. So at about 3 o'clock yesterday, arvo, we went down to Sydney, saw James Bay at the State Theatre. We were three rows from the front. I have James Bay sweat on me this morning. It was absolutely extraordinary.
Who is this guy and are we going to marry him?
Yes, we are marrying him.
So things were off to a flyer, but Jess had one concern.
So talking about this guy on the radio, I thought, I don't want to talk about it too much.
Yeah.
Scare him off.
And how did Jess go with that goal of not mentioning Angus too much?
His name is Angus.
Angus.
Well, Angus, my boyfriend.
My beautiful partner, Angus.
My fiancé, Angus.
Angus.
And whilst Angus was not on my list of approved names for potential boyfriends, I have made an exception for him.
Angus.
But this didn't scare Angus off. Quite the opposite. He fell for her just as hard as Jess did for him.
You know the pasta machine? If you're going to make pasta sheets, you got to crank it.
Mm.
I don't know, something about him in an apron, cranking.
Yeah. Had a look at him and was just like...
Yeah, as I sat not helping.
Yeah.
Just watching him.
Why would you help when they're getting so excited?
Why would I help?
And that phrase, why would I help, turned out to be Jess's theme for the entire wedding.
All right, so let's just lay down a few facts about your wedding.
Sure.
So far, he has done the proposal.
Yeah.
Big extravagant proposal.
Yep, in Hamilton Islands.
Since then, he's booked the venue.
Yep.
The band.
Organizer.
The food.
Yep.
Everything
found
but
the napkins.
The napkins.
I did the napkins.
Which you said you organized, but no, you didn't. You said I wanted olive green.
Yes, don't act like you
And
know
then
that.
He ordered 50 different kinds of olive green, and then you just said yay or nay, mainly nay to all of them.
Except one.
Except for one. And now he's got to organise the rest of the wedding solo without any help from you whatsoever, and you want him to spend months.
Yeah.
I quote.
Months.
Preparing a dance for you, not the other way around.
I think it would be nice. So what's been keeping Angus up at night that he chose to share with our celebrant last night was he woke up in the middle of the night and went, I'm going to have to make sure I have a selection of fruits available for Jess to eat the morning of our wedding. You guys know I've been on a bit of a mission the past few months in the lead up to my wedding to grow my hair. So I said to Angus last night, can you say nice things to my hair and maybe it'll help it? We've leveled up the dumbness because not only did he say nice things, he sung them. And if you'll indulge me, I'd love to... Grow, grow, grow your hair all the way down your back. Merrily, 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 merrily reach down to the crack. Listen, my beautiful fiancé doesn't question me when I ask for things. He just goes out and builds them with his bare hands.
And what did you ask for?
I asked for a modesty curtain to hide me getting out of the car when it arrives for the ceremony at our wedding. If anyone needs the modesty curtain after April...
You'll sell it to them for a good price, knowing you.
Absolutely. I don't make my money back on the fabric.
But when Jess did have some input on the planning... It was always top-notch.
As I said, when we leave the aisle, when we've done the I-dos and all that jazz and we're walking away, I really would like the band that we've got there to start playing a Mumford & Sons song called Beloved. Before you leave, you must know you are beloved. Babe, how great's this idea I've had?
Yeah.
Beat Angus went, do you know what it's about? I went, isn't it about loving someone and thinking they are beloved? No, it's about sitting with someone as they die.
I reckon your fiancé, Angus, is lying in bed right now listening to the show going, what am I marrying? To quote Merrick Watts, being married to Jess would be a nightmare.
I believe he said freaking nightmare. He's not married to me yet.
There's still time, Angus.
There is still time, Angus. But we know you're not going anywhere. And why would you?
This is what Angus, my boyfriend, said to me when he asked me to move in with him last weekend. I don't want to spend a night away from him ever again.
Oh.
But, Angus, he's going to be around for a very long while. He said, no, I have to go to the 30th because this is going to be one of the guys who's going to be standing up there next to me when we get married. And Angus just grabbed me and we started slow dancing around the room. And I started crying because I thought it was the most beautiful, sweet gesture. I think he's the one. My dear, we're slow dancing in a
burning room. So Jess, Angus, from all of us at Hit Newcastle, we love you nearly as much as you love each other. Have a wonderful life together, and we'll make sure everyone hears just how wonderful it is.
There it is.
Oh,
the tribute we played at Jess's wedding.
I am going to treasure that for the rest of my days. It's funny, my maid of honour just after it, looked around the table and looked at her partner who was next to her and was like, why don't we have any audio of our relationship? And producer Ash, who used to be here, of course, was also in the bridal party, looked at her and went, not everyone has a radio show that can document every moment of a relationship that then lovely colleagues can build into, you know, 5 minutes of audio there that you can treasure forever.
Yeah.
How did you cut it down? Oh, my God.
It's over the course of months.
I've got a wedding in a couple of weeks, so you ready, Gilman?
Oh, Gilly.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Just cut it down, all my audio for my package?
Yeah, sure, man. You want to just... It'll be a big surprise, though.